T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got into a car accident yesterday.
What?
For maybe the dumbest reason ever. And I'm telling you, there are real dumb ways to get in car accidents. Like, oops, that happened, and that's terrible. And then there's things that were, like, very avoidable. Mine was very avoidable, and I did it anyway. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I'll tell you what I did in a moment, and would love to hear if you've been involved in a dumb car accident, which is very different than a standard car accident. There's car accidents, as we said, like roads were slick, or, you know, guy ran a red light. Like, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about you did something stupid and it led to a car accident. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. No one injured, not a lot of damage, but what I was doing was maybe the dumbest thing I could have been doing, and it did lead to some bumper to bumper action.
Just because I know you, I mean, you're a person that when you're leaving the building, it seems like you're about to get into a car accident.
Yes, very distracted.
Because
I'm a distracted driver. Yeah.
But also, I'm going to go ahead and place a prediction that this has something to do with food.
You're not wrong.
I knew it!
Tell you what happened in a moment, then we'll take your calls and your stories on the air. Of K-Rock first, though, we got to clear out some of these lines. So let's say hello to caller 20, and that is you. Hello, who are you?
Mirari?
You're on K-Rock. Good morning. Hi, how goes it?
Good morning.
You're caller 20. Good morning. That means 100K for the way. A guess, if you are right, you got the shot at $100,000. What is your guess of Allie's soon-to-be-born baby? Could come out at any moment now.
6 pounds, 13 ounces.
I'll take it.
6'13 taken yet?
Nope.
Let me see. Hold on.
Water weight. Don't worry.
Just water weight. Allie's going to give birth to water. 6'13 is yours. Congratulations. We're going to go ahead and write down your name, which is what again?
6 pounds, 13 ounces.
All right. And you are Mirari. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Mirari is on
6'13.
All right, keep listening. When Allie gives birth, if that baby is 6'13, you have the shot at 100K. And thank you for checking out the show on K-Rock. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mirari right there.
Mirari could buy a Ferrari.
6'13. Let me think. $100,000? Could she maybe a used one?
Really?
Are they
How much
expensive?
Are they?
Oh, she couldn't get a new Ferrari for 100K. No way.
Wow.
What? How much are they?
I've never bought a Ferrari, but I know.
Well, then how do you know?
I think they start at 250. I think they're like 250 is the starting price. June, look up how much a new Ferrari would cost. I mean,
You could lease a Ferrari.
Questionable. How's your credit, Mirari? Just kidding. We're not going to get into it. So yesterday, Allie was talking during the show about how much she wanted to go get some Chipotle after we left the studio. And I said, oh, man, we're like just out of sync. I had Chipotle yesterday after the show. And then I was thinking about what Allie said.
We're always on sync with our periods and off sync with our food.
It's wild. We sync up, full moon. So then I was thinking about what Allie said. It was kicking around in my head, and I finally, I drove by Chipotle, and I have this. It's unfortunate that
as someone says the C word, you gotta follow through.
There's two words I love, and they're both C words. One of them I can't say on the radio. One of them I can't. And I, of course, immediately stopped, went in. Got the burrito.
Oh, you want burrito?
Yeah, which is usually...
Because usually go bowl.
I know, but my plan was to eat while drive, and I was trying to be responsible.
It is hard to eat
bowl while driving always ends up all over my lap. So I'm driving, eating the burrito, and a little part of the burrito kind of falls out but gets caught, stuck on my seatbelt. Like falls out right onto my seatbelt but by my shoulder.
A desirable piece?
Yeah, it was a chicken piece that had a little of that cheese when it just starts to melt on the chicken.
Yeah, you can't let that go to the waste.
And as I am attempting to lick it off with my face, as opposed to using my hands or anything else, I just turn my whole head down to kind of lick off the chicken. I smash into the car in front of me.
No! Oh my God. You rear-ended somebody?
Yeah, but not going. We were already stopped at a red light. The light turned green, so it was kind of that moment where everyone just kind of lets their foot off the gas a little,
right,
off
so
the brake.
Right, you assumed they were moving forward.
I thought they were rolling. So I was just kind of rolling. And I thought they were rolling, and they just weren't rolling yet. And so I kind of just rolled.
So you tapped them?
Tapped them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to stop and do the little damage check, and everything was cool. But right.
Did you keep the burrito? You were holding the burrito while you
did
the check?
Yeah, did you walk out with the burrito? Did you apologize? Hey. Sorry, man. A burrito, dude. Yeah.
I left the burrito in the car, but I realized after I got back that I did have, like, guacamole on my chin. So
what kind of was this? An old lady or like what, a guy? Who was it?
No, it was a woman. It was a younger woman. Mm-hmm. And I said it was probably your fault for the accident, just because you're a woman, you know. And she said, "No."
She was like, "I know."
Yeah, she was a younger woman, and she was driving a nice car, and she said, "Oh, what happened?" And I didn't want to say, because you do that thing where you're like, "Ah, oops," and I want to say I was trying to lick a piece of burrito off my seatbelt that I smashed into you. So I just said like,
Rhodes.
It's weird. It's like gravity, gravitational pull.
Oh my God.
So
you can't admit fault, too.
But I felt, I didn't want to admit fault right away. Mm-hmm. Let me get my lawyer. So luckily, no damage. And
you did the walk around. There was nothing.
Yeah, we parted ways. But I was thinking, is this the dumbest reason that anyone's ever gotten into an accident? And I bet you the answer is no. So if you can one-up me, love to hear from you now. 800-520-1067. Hello.
So I was just chilling with the window down, and something smacked me in the ear, and I look over, and it's a bee. And I did what any, grown manly man would do and freak the F out. Tried to flick it out of there, and then smash.
It smashed into what?
I smashed right into the guy right in front of me, brand new Silverado.
Jesus Christ. And you tell the guy, like, sorry, sir, I was terrified of a bumblebee.
No, I tried to play it off like I was cool and I was just not paying attention.
Yeah. I don't like rules. I just hit people.
I don't pay attention to the rules of the road here. It's a good one, dude. Thank you. All right, Rocco, what is the dumbest reason you got into a car accident?
All right, I was at a stoplight. It was summertime, changing out of pants into shorts. The day was getting hotter. Thought I'd be slick and do it without putting it in park. Car was in drive, had my foot on the brake. Slipped my pants off, went to slam my foot back down on the brake, and instead I slammed it on the gas, lurched forward, and slammed into the back of the truck in front of me while in my underwear at the stoplight.
Yeah, that's funny. I know, the clothes,
a ballsy move to try and change your pants.
There's a real skill. I've changed shirts before, like while driving, which I don't recommend either, dangerous move, but like the changing of the pants while driving has got to be super tricky because of the pedals, and if you're not in park.
Well, yeah, and the first thing everybody asked me is why the hell didn't she just put it in park? And I didn't have an answer for it. I was 19 years old.
And did you get out in your underwear?
I was able to kind of finagle the pants partially on, and I was like pulling them up as I was falling out of the truck to go deal with the situation.
This masturbator slammed into my car.
Well, I'm sure that's probably what they thought.
Right. Thanks,
Alejandro on K-Rock this morning. What is the dumbest reason you ever got into a car accident? And is it dumber than trying to eat a burrito off of your seatbelt?
Well, I'm trying to back into this parking spot at a parking lot in front of a store, and I'm trying to do this while picking out a booger.
Uh-huh.
And, as I'm picking it out, I start kind of losing my grip, and I think maybe I should just wipe it off on the steering wheel. And as I wipe it off on the steering wheel, I veer over to the right, and I back right into the car immediately to my right.
So the booger,
you
the wiping,
are a winner,
the wiping of the booger on the steering wheel moved the whole steering wheel and steered you into another car.
This one small thing led to an insurance claim. Yes.
All right. Good. Well, all right. I'm just glad. I feel better about now. I didn't think there'd be
that's
any...
all state stand.
Yeah, even that guy who's like, we've covered that. He's like,
has seen it, buggered it, covered it.
He's like, we have never covered that. That is absurd.
That is so gross.
It did not
that's
happen.
Great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.